USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine as the U.S. and their allies continue their efforts to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion.
That gets a green light. In fact, we're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill their needs if, in fact, they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians. How can we help to make sure that they get something to backfill the planes that they're handing over to the Ukrainians, as well as taking further steps to give the Ukrainians what they need to defend themselves against the Russian aggression.
Blinken also noted that Putin is doubling down and digging in on all his aggression against Ukraine. He expects the war to go on for some time. As the world enters its third year of COVID-19, there are now 6 million deaths worldwide, over 960,000 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody moves. If you try to make any moves, the danger is hell.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched missiles into the busy waters of the Red Sea, raising the risk of striking one of the many commercial vessels using the waterway crucial to global shipping. The Red Sea connects into the Suez Canal, which sends cargo and energy shipments to Europe. Since seizing Yemen's capital in September 2014, the Houthis have launched missiles, deployed bomb-laden drone boats, and released mines into the Red Sea. The Navy said maritime traffic has not yet been impacted, but they are watching the situation closely. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Selma, Alabama to commemorate a defining moment in the fight for equal voting rights, even as congressional efforts to restore the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act have stalled. Harris linked arms with rank-and-file activists from the civil rights movement and led thousands across the bridge, where on March 7, 1965, state troopers attacked voting rights marchers attempting to cross. Harris called the site hallowed ground, where people fought for the most fundamental right of American citizenship. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Some Hollywood actors are looking to do what they can to help in Ukraine. With that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Actor Mila Kunis and her husband, fellow actor Ashton Kutcher, promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Both actors met while working on the Fox sitcom That 70s Show. Kunis was born in Ukraine and immigrated to the United States with her family in 1991. The couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 million was raised on their GoFundMe page. Kunis said in a video that she's a proud American, that she loves everything the country has done for her and her family, and that she has never been more proud to be a Ukrainian.
An 18-year-old football player was charged in a shooting that wounded an administrator and a school resource officer at a suburban Kansas City high school. The Johnson County's prosecutor's office announced that Jalen Deshaun Elmore is charged with attempted capital murder in the shooting at Olathe High School. His bond is set at $1 million, and no first appearance date has yet been set. Online records show he had a previous conviction for aggravated robbery. Police have not yet released a motive. With the discussion continuing about boycotting Russian oil, the United States is nearing a record for the national average gas prices as it hit $4.06 today. The all-time record is $4.11. The average price of regular 1 month ago was $3.44. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.